Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Incorporated. This week I'm in Singapore, and from the cooler climes of the Middle East to the hot and humid city state that is Singapore. What's ahead for the Redcliffe Club in 2015, I hear you ask? Well, again, it'll be a year fully packed with activities. The year will be off to a flying start in March with the John Moyle contest at the Murrumbong Scout Camp near Petrie, closely followed by Redfest 3, which will be held on Saturday the 18th of April 2015. That's the weekend before Anzac Day this year. The location will be St Michael's School near the Abbey Museum, the same venue as the last 2 years. Technical talks will commence in February, and it's hoped that the long and eagerly awaited talk on the health effects of EMR by Dr. Kevin VK4UH will be the first on the list. The last Monday of the month will see the return of the monthly fox hunting competitions, and this year will the boys from the wilds of Woodford and Kilcoy beat the boys from the Big Smoke, or will Charlie VK4YZ rise from the ashes of his not so good year last year and gain that elusive prize? The Jamboree of the Air will also be a big event for the club this year, and will be in two locations, at BP Park near Sanford and also at Murrumbong Scout Camp near Petrie. If any amateur in the Brisbane area wishes to join the club for that weekend and show others how wonderful our hobby really is, then please assist. You only need to give a few hours of your time to promote the hobby, which we all love and enjoy. If you wish to become a member of the club, as you might have an interest either with amateur TV or UHF communications, then this is the club for you. Club President Peter VK4EA is keen in both of these areas, and with other club members, will be able to assist you to get up to speed in them. David VK4DC will be pleased to assist you with the homebrew construction of equipment. He's a master of construction, and as the runner-up of the Rod Story homebrewing competition last year, he can give you those hints necessary to make your equipment one step away from looking like commercially made. This year is off and running, so I hope we can put that face to a call sign in 2015. So if you see us, come and say g'day. Well, that's it for now. So 7-3 from Ray, Delta Victor 1, Victor Kilo 4, Charlie Fox, and the Redcliffe Club. Tomorrow, back to reality in Australia.
Hi, this is Tim, VK4VI, relaying the news from Burpengary East on 1.843 MHz.
Goal, target, aim, or mission statement. Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. I've been thinking about the challenge put out for clubs to tell what works for them. The words before all include something that seems to lead to success. It's not that they say the something, but it's there. What I mean is a sense of vision, a view to a destination, a common idea of what people are doing. Maybe you haven't been in the meeting where the only activity is just the meeting. Maybe you've felt the frustration that you joined up to enjoy your hobby and you're fed a diet of motions and minutes. Ho-hum! Maybe you belong to a group that is fun. Participation revolves around amateur radio, and the other bits are there to support that end. It's how your group states its purpose and draws and holds its members that we want to hear. Does your club leave it to a committee? Or do you get individuals to pull together events of particular interest to them that work for other members? Is it a weekly net that allows people to share activities and news, or is it the email newsletter or a properly updated web page that works for you? Just what club activities get the most support? Nets, contests, fox hunts, or nosh-ups? Let other clubs share your good news on Q News. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
We've reported. You decide.